You are listening to the No Plays Off podcast, the show that highlights the student athletes of our future. I'm your host, Coach Quayle, and I'm here to share exciting entertainment with you. So please sit back and enjoy the show. Yo, what's going on? It is your main man, Coach Quayle, and we are back with another episode of the No Plays Off podcast. And today we're going to be talking about what do we as coaches look for in a player when it comes to playing in our organization? So the first thing I want to touch on is it's not 100% about skill. We value character over skill. It's definitely not 100% about skill, because if you're playing on a competitive level, whether it's trying to go to college or preparing for the NBA or, you know, to play professionally, You're good. Everyone is good enough. You know what I'm saying? That's why they're there. You know what I'm saying? If you're in our tryouts, we invited you there. You know what I'm saying? That's, you're good enough. But what separates you from everyone else? What makes you stand out? So your skill level, you could be the best person in the gym, but there may be someone or a couple people who is not far behind you, right? And they may do some things that actually propel themselves ahead of you if you're skillfully better than them. But on the flip side, if you're not as good as some of those people, right? You know what I'm saying? You may be on their level, but you know what I'm saying? They may be just a tad bit better than you. There are some things that can really make you stand out, and we're going to touch on those things today. First thing we look for as coaches and players is character. We value character, like high value character. Like if you have great character, that stands out so much, and we can see it. And that's something that can make or break a player and a person. So if you're, after you get outside of basketball, when you're done playing basketball, and no matter how good you are, you're not going to play basketball your whole life. Like even if you go to the NBA, you could be the greatest player to ever play in the NBA. You're going to retire at some point. And your character means so much to the world. You know, it's what you put out there. Like that can be your brand. You know what I'm saying? You're a brand. So if you have bad character, people aren't going to want to associate their brand with your brand, which is you with you. So if you have great character and great skill, there's going to be a lot of opportunity for you outside of the basketball world when you're done with basketball. So on a level, starting off at a young age group, you know, at the amateur level, we practice and we preach high value character. Like that's who we are as individuals, as coaches. So we like to be examples and teach character and instill that into our players as well, because college coaches really recruit character, and it's not just about your skill, because that if you have bad character, that could turn away a lot of people and a lot of opportunities for yourself. Next thing we look at, and it's pretty big, is how is your work ethic? You know what I'm saying? Are you really about, you know what I'm saying? Do you really go hard, you know what I'm saying, when the lights are off? You know, not during the game, when the lights are off in practice, when nobody's watching, do you really go hard? Because it's less about how you perform, but more about how well you prepare. How hard do you train? You know what I'm saying? Do you put in 100% with everything you do? In regards to our practices, when we're running sprints, because our practices will get hard, right? So we're going to push you to your limits. So when we're running sprints, are you touching every line? You know what I'm saying? When the coach is not looking. Well, I mean, granted, in our program, we're always going to be looking at you. But when another coach isn't looking at you in another team, you know what I'm saying? Are you touching every line during sprints? Are you trying to cheat yourself? Because if you're cheating, you know what I'm saying? You're only cheating yourself. You're not cheating, you know what I'm saying, the next person, the next generation after you. You're cheating yourself, which ultimately affects the team. Because if you're the best person on the team, or if you're that leader that everybody looks to, when you're cheating, everybody else is going to start cheating. But when you display huge work ethic, then that just trickles down. And as coaches, We're gonna show you guys that we work hard as well. Like here at NPO Elite, I do a lot of footwork myself. I'm at a lot of games every single week. I talk to a lot of different people, a lot of different families. I'm on social media, you know what I'm saying? I'm really putting in the work to get you guys to come to the organization. And then I'm also putting in a lot of work with the organization to make sure that we're well prepared for the season and making sure we're in a great opportunity to play, you know, good tournaments and play against great competition. So, and then on top of that, I'm also talking to other coaches to make sure that they're ready for you guys to perform. So these college coaches are ready for you guys to show up. And if you don't have that work ethic, then it's going to show. So me as a coach, I work very hard and I'm being an example to the players in the organization. And if you don't have that huge work ethic, we don't want you. That's not, you know what I'm saying? We want people who are going to work hard. Next thing is heart and passion. Heart and passion. You can see when somebody has passion on the court. Like that's just something that is ingrained in you. Like that's what turns someone good to great, great to phenomenal. You know what I'm saying? If you have that heart and that passion, nobody's gonna outwork you. Nobody. Like you are gonna just keep going and going and going. If somebody's trying to outwork you, you're gonna keep going till you fall on your face. Nobody's gonna outwork you. Nobody's gonna outwork NPO Elite. I'm gonna tell you that right now. Nobody's gonna outwork NPO Elite. So as a program, when we're looking at players, we wanna see, do you have that heart and that passion? Because there's gonna be times where you step on the court and there may be teams better than us. There may be a player better than you. And it's like, okay, they better, you know what I'm saying? But are you gonna take that beating and then get back up? You know what I'm saying? Like Rocky Balboa. Pay attention to Rocky Balboa. If you watch all those movies, all the Rocky movies, Rocky Balboa was losing every single fight. But he has so much heart that he willed himself back to the fights and he won dang near all in all the movies. You know what I'm saying? So when you're on the court and you have a player that's coming at your neck and they're highly skilled, but you don't ever back down. First of all, we're going to be in better shape. We're going to be, you know, well prepared, but it's like if they're just basically doing everything they can on the offensive end and you're, you know what I'm saying, you're on defense and they're just going for buckets. It's like, what are you going to do? Are you going to quit? Are you going to step up and be like, you know what? I'm still going to do what it takes. I'm still going to dive on the ball. I'm still going to box out. You know what I'm saying? I'm still going to contest every shot. I'm going to deny my man the ball. I'm going to play passing lanes. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you won't ever quit that passion. Ain't nobody going to outwork you if you have that heart and that passion because you love it more. You know what I'm saying? You love it more. You deserve it more. That's what you feel like if you got heart and you got passion. So that's another thing that we look for. Next thing, and this is big, academic achievements. You know what I'm saying? If you're, first of all, you are a student first. You're a student first. You know, you like to say student athlete and whatever, you know, student comes first. But that, I mean, that's real. You're a student first. Like if you don't have, if you get injured today or whatever, you're still going to be a student. And even playing, you're a student of the game. So if I know that you take your academics first, I know that you take your mental first when it comes to basketball. You know, you'll know how to break down film when we're in film room together because you pay attention to detail. And it's all about academics, you know what I'm saying? Here at NPO Elite, we require at least a 2.5 GPA to even play on the team. You know what I'm saying? If you don't have a 2.5 and you're on the team, then you're going to be on suspension. You're going to be on athletic probation. And until you get your grade up, that's when you can start playing with us again. But in practice, you're going to be doing your homework. You know what I'm saying? If you don't have at least a 2.5. So we require at least a 2.5. And I know in school ball, it's at least a 2.0. But we like to go above and beyond. So we require at least a 2.5. But we want to have a goal to where you can at least, you know, have a 3.0. So it's 2.5 is required, but we aim for a goal of 3.0 and above. You know what I'm saying? Like, of course, I'm going to have players who hopefully all of our players can maintain a 4.0 average at the very least, but 2.5 is definitely required. And we're real big on academics because if you don't have the grades to play, then ain't no coach going to be able to see you play. Because you're going to be on the bench every time they come to visit you. So that's one. That's another point. Next thing is great sportsmanship. how do you respond to teammates, coaches, referees, and opponents? You know what I'm saying? Like, how do you respond to situations that may not be in your favor? When a referee makes a bad call, do you get upset? Do you pout? Do you whine? Do you, like, because that can throw off your whole game because you're messing up your mentality. If you have good sportsmanship, you like, even if it was a bad call, I'm like, you know what? Okay, that's cool. We'll next play. Don't worry about it. You know what I'm saying? If a teammate falls down, are you running to go pick him up? If a coach criticizes you about something, are you rolling your eyes? Are you smacking your teeth? We don't go for that. And we look at that, you know what I'm saying? And not 9 times out of 10, if you're in our tryouts, we invited you there. So we know we've been watching you, whether you play on the bench or your team or not, we've been watching you. So we know how you act when we're not talking to you. We know how you act when we're spectators, when we're recruiting you. So when you're on in our face and we see the great sportsmanship, that's going to translate way further beyond basketball. That lets us know that you're a team player, for real. And in life, you're going to need people. You're going to need people. And as you get older, you'll realize that. And if you don't know how to play on a team with people in sports, you're not going to know how to play on a team with people in class or at work, you know, or in business. So you need to have great sportsmanship towards everybody, towards teammates, towards coaches, towards opponents, towards referees, towards yourself. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to beat yourself up. Like, we just need to make sure that that sportsmanship really shines through. And how do you respond to wins and losses? Because if you get too high on your wins and you get cocky about it, you need, it's like you never won before. You need, if you're a winner, then you win consistently. So act like you've won before. Act like you've been there. Like, you don't get on your high horse. So don't get too high on your wins and don't get too low on your losses. Because if you lose and you're throwing fits and you act like it's the end of the world, dude, we'll get them next time. Go to practice, work hard, watch film, see what you did wrong, learn from it, and then progress. Like, that's what you do. You don't dwell too hard. Like, you got to have, in basketball, you got to have a short-term memory. You know, if you made a great play, good. You know what I'm saying? Good job. Go down, make another great play. If you make a bad play, it's okay. Learn from it. Don't do it again. Go make a great play. You got to have a short-term memory. You have to. So don't get too highs on your wins and don't get too lows on your losses. Don't get too low on your losses. I'm sorry. It is your response to winning and losing that makes you a winner or a loser. That's what we stand by. And last but not least, you got to have a positive attitude. Always remain positive. You know what I'm saying? Attitude is how you carry yourself on and off the court. No matter what. And this goes back to having great sportsmanship. No matter what, you can never be negative about a situation. Never be negative. Because If you become negative, then it can ruin your whole game. You know I'm saying? You're not going to have a great game every single game. You're going to have off days. And if you have a bad negative attitude about that, then it's just going to cause your game to get worse. But if you have a positive attitude about, you know, your off day, you may have an off shooting night, but it's like, okay, I'm off right now, but let me get to the line. You know, let me attack, let me get to the line, or let me feed the person who's hot. You know what I'm saying? Let me lock up on defense. Let me get steals. Let me make up for it on defense since I'm not producing on the offensive end. Because you can win by only scoring 1 point if the opponent doesn't score at all. But you can lose if you score 100. So no matter what, if you're having an off night, you can always do something to make sure that that off night doesn't become contagious to the team. Which, if you remain positive, then it's going to go a long way. And those are the 6 things that we look for in a player on joining our team. After this break, we're going to take a break real quick. And after the break, I want to explain one more thing. It's going to be about 2 minutes and before we close out. So about to go to the break. You guys, stick around. We'll be right back. Hey, yo, what's up? You like what you hear so far? Make sure you never miss a show by clicking the subscribe button now. This podcast is made possible by listeners like you. Thank you for your support. Now back to the show. And we are back. So the last thing I want to talk about is the leadership. We build leaders. We're leaders and we build leaders. Every coach that coaches you is a basketball coach. Like, yes, we're basketball coaches. And any coach that coaches you is a basketball coach. But not every basketball coach is a leader. Here, we are leaders who breed leaders. So the six things that we look for that I just explained before the break, those are the qualities of leaders. And every single person on our team, from the first man to the first five to the last person off the bench, is a leader. You know what I'm saying? There are times where leaders have to take a step back and follow at times, because as a coach, I'm a leader. But there are times where I got to follow. If I'm at a coach's clinic and I'm listening to Coach K or Coach Roy Williams or whoever, I have to sit back and listen. I have to follow in their footsteps. Even though I'm a leader, there are times where you have to know how to follow. You know what I'm saying? I'm a mentor, but I also need to know how to be a mentee. So we're leaders who breed leaders. And if you demonstrate those six attributes that I pointed out, then you have the makeup of becoming a high value leader, a high quality leader. And that's what we look for. We look for leaders, and we can build a team full of leaders who can't nobody stop them but themselves. And when we come together, look, man, it's really going to be no limit to what we can accomplish. So that's all I wanted to end out on. I told you it was going to be about 2 minutes. Just remember, guys, those six things that I pointed out, let's go back over them. Character, work ethic, heart and passion, academic achievements, great sportsmanship, and a positive attitude. Those are the six steps to becoming a great leader. That's what we look for. So guys, if you don't have those qualities, practice it. Practice it. Just practice it the same way you practice on your game. Practice that, and it'll take you a long way. That'll make you stand out more than any other person on the court, regardless of your skill. So that's all we have for you today. We'll catch you next time on a No Plays Off podcast. Y'all stay blessed. Thanks for joining us on this episode of No Plays Off. Make sure to visit our website at npoelitehoops.org, where you can get more details on the program, such as rosters, upcoming schedules, and shop our team apparel. We also accept donations and sponsorships, which fund our players in ways such as uniforms, team tournaments, practice time, team meals, and much more. You can also find us on social media at npoelitehoops on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. While you're at it, if you found value in this show, please subscribe, and we appreciate a rating. Or if you simply tell a friend about the show, that will help us out too. Be sure to tune in for our next episode. This is Coach Quill, and I'm signing out. Stay blessed.